The Phil Show.
Well, good morning. Thank you, Lord, for another great day, December 7th. Yeah, a day never, ever to forget. It is Pearl Harbor Day. And as we told you earlier, at Lions View Cemetery, the Veterans Cemetery, there will be today. There will be a ceremony there today. If you can't make it, go to the American Legion website, and they've got a booklet there about Tennesseans in World War II. The temperature's about 40 on the average, as some people, I've heard reports of Seymour getting a few flurries and a couple of places getting a few flakes. I don't think it's going to be anything huge. Our high is pretty right about where we are. As I said, it's not going to be a day really for being outside. As this is, and if you work from home, like me, it's maybe a great day to get all those odd phone chargers that you have and roll them up and then go, now what? That's kind of what we've been doing. 8:09, Jim Brogan is the host of Better Living, and I think part of Better Living, you realize this as you get a few birthdays, I think part of Better Living is being secure in A, where you are, spiritually, but also financially. And 2020 has been just this crazy year. Jim, welcome. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Phil. It's great to be with you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend and are all celebrating the Christmas season already.
You know, we did. There's some crazy Christmas songs out there that I kind of go, I don't know. But, yeah, I'll tell you, man, we've had good health. We're very thankful for that. You know what's interesting, too? I think a lot of people right now are focused on 2021 because 2020 has been so crazy. But, and your show, first of all, let me just compliment you on your show, Better Living. Wonderful, interesting guests that you managed to get. Good gets, as we call them in the biz, and entertaining and uplifting. Let's talk a little bit about, the adult kind of stuff here, the tax laws or things that have changed in 2020 as we talk a little bit about our spool, if you will.
Yeah, so that's important to know. You know, there were two things. The end of 2019, Phil, the Secure Act was passed, which changes how people handle their retirement accounts in many ways. It put off minimum distributions to age 72. It allows older workers to contribute to IRAs even past age 72. It did change how we leave our IRAs to our families and how they have to pay taxes, 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, all that stuff. So it kind of complicates how we leave the money to our kids. So it gave better access to saving money for retirement with retirement accounts and how we take money out of our retirement accounts, but it changed how we leave the monies to our kids. And then, of course, as you know, the CARES Act in March really was substantial in providing relief for the economy and for Americans. It did waive required minimum distributions just for this year in 2020, but it also expanded what people can do in taking loans from their 401ks. They can borrow more money if they need to. They can also take a hardship distribution if they've, you know, been affected by the coronavirus negatively with their job. And that goes through the end of this year. So it ends December 31st. So there are some things for people to be aware of if they feel like they need to have some opportunities.
Okay, so if I kick and the wife kicks and there's money in the IRA, the girls pay taxes on that money immediately or upon taking it. They don't have to pay the taxes until they take it, though, correct?
They pay the income tax when they take it, but under the new law, Phil, they have to take it within 10 years of your death.
Okay. Wow.
So it used to be they could take it and stretch it over their remaining lifetime and stretch out all those income taxes, but now they have to take it all within 10 years, and so it requires more planning when they receive it.
All right. And a lot of people, a lot of people find a little more money in their spool. And it might be a good time as we plan for 2021 to go, well, you know what? Maybe I can fatten that up a little bit or put this here or there. What are, talk about, if you will, some important things do we need to do, A, before the end of the year, and maybe opportunities we can take advantage of?
Oh, that's a great word, opportunities. There are a lot of tax opportunities before the end of the year, and then also a lot of tax opportunities moving forward into 2021. So first off, people should be looking, especially, you know, for those that are older, 72 and up, that didn't have to take their required minimum distribution this year. There are probably some opportunities with Roth conversion. Even some younger taxpayers feel may want to look at Roth conversion. You know, people are really worried about where income taxes are going in the future with all of this economic stimulus and the federal debt. So it's a good opportunity to look at your tax planning. Also, looking at your investing and figuring, should you be doing any loss harvesting with any monies that have lost money? And there sometimes feel there's opportunities to take capital gains and gain harvesting, where some many taxpayers can do that in a 0% tax bracket. So, you know, there are some tax year-end opportunities. When we look forward, Phil, I think people should be looking at, you know, should they be changing their retirement account contributions? This is the time of the year you usually do that for 2021. Mm-hmm. And they, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just going to say, you're talking about this and talk about tax harvesting and this and that. This is why you need a Jim. This is why you need a Brogan Financial, because it gets a little okay. I can do what, and you have to back up. And if you didn't get all that, you can call 862-6800, and I'm sure people can schedule a review with you. I want to ask you this question right now before we have to take a break. Everybody is sick of 2020. Is 2020, and now hopefully, and certainly they say second quarter vaccine, blah, blah, blah. How does that translate? What about 2021? Give us an outlook. And is there some, if you're going to retire in 2021, is that a bigger problem than it should be? Do you have an answer?
Phil, one of the greatest risks in retirement planning as you transition into retirement is if you retire into the teeth of a bear market. In other words, if there's a bear market in those first 4 or 5 years of retirement, we don't have any control over that. There's a lot of economic uncertainty right now. You know, I don't know when the next bear market is going to happen. I think there's just going to be a lot of uncertainty and volatility around the pandemic. There are some long-term implications with paying for all of this stimulus. And the Federal Reserve has put a lot of money. They've printed a lot of money and put it into circulation. There's inflationary pressures. So I think the big thing is people need a financial plan to deal with economic instability. It's just a matter of I mean, if there's one thing that's certain about markets, it's that they're uncertain and they're volatile. Okay. And people should be reviewing their investment plan and their income plan for retirement.
All right. When we come back, I want to talk about giving yourself a gift and all of that. I think this is very important. Jim Brogan, we like to pick his brain, and as we transition into 2021, this is important stuff. Now I ask about retiring in 2021. I just got a pop up. No, I'm not retiring in 2021 unless I win the lottery, and then y'all won't ever see my hand in again. 8:16, Phil Show. Good morning. The Phil Show on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Don't forget to text the word Lodge, L-O-D-G-E, to 68255 and win a $100 gift card to Dancing Bear Resort. I mean, they got the bistro. They got the resort there. It is a wonderful place. Chef Shelley prepares gourmet cuisine in a lovely atmosphere where you can social distance, believe me, it's a big place. But also at the same time enjoying this, I mean, five-star gourmet food. Jim Brogan, Better Living. That's part of our Better Living is to go out and enjoy these things. Now, have you been to the Dancing Bear, Jim Brogan?
You know, Phil, that's interesting you bring that up. I have not been, and we were going to go. My wife and I celebrated our 27th year wedding anniversary Friday, and we had talked about going up there, and then things didn't work out. That's on our list to do over the Christmas holiday.
You know, and wow, it'd be a great time to go. And I will tell you this, you and your lovely wife of 27 years, he said.
Yeah, I don't know how she said it.
Yeah, people say that to my wife all the time. They just hold her hand and go, we're praying for you, honey. But, well, any of us who have gotten this radio bug, I think our wives need to pray for us because we're about half nuts anyway. But Jim Brogan is the exception, as you've heard with Better Living is a program on the air. As 2021 is approaching, is there like a top three things we need to do? Let's just kind of simplify as we go back a little bit before we get to this gift here. I want to ask, as we plan the end of the year, other than we should call you for your, don't you have a thing on your website, the end of year planning guide? Tell me about that and tell me the things we have to do. Yeah, talk about it.
I do. I have a great end of year planning guide, Phil. And it covers all these things. It's a recap of 2020 with the CARES Act and the Secure Act. We do talk about the issue with increasing health care costs for retirement, and a year of uncertainty and what that means moving forward. And then we have a checklist of all the things that you can go through as you plan your end of year. And then as we move into 2021, Phil, if people go to broganfinancial.com, they can click on the resources tab for guides and reports. And it's a complimentary download right there on my website. It's a very nice 12-page guide for people to really go through their checklist. If you ask me three things, I would say,
wow,
it is. It's a complimentary guide, 12-page guide we wrote the last couple of weeks that can help people. Yeah, if I said three things, I would say, if you're not retired, if you're younger or even going to retire in the next 5 years, look at how much you're saving and how much you're contributing through your 401k, and do a budget. Figure out what are you actually spending and what are you going to need to be able to retire. A lot of people don't really know what they're spending, Halloran. I mean, Phil, sorry, I did that one other time. I'm so sorry, Phil.
That's okay. It's because I'm black. I get it. It's okay.
And then the second thing would be is if you are closer to retirement or retired, figure out where you're going to be pulling your income from over the next 4 or 5 years. That money should not be in the stock market because the stock market goes up and down, and you don't want to be liquidating investments and spending them for income when they're substantially down. That's so critically important. Is any income or cash needs you need in the next 4 or 5 years should just not be in the stock market. And then the third thing, Phil, is I would say go to my website and download my end of year planning guide.
Okay. Yeah, I looked at that. That's cooler. Now, here again, this time frame is, between the end of the year, there ain't that many business days left. So folks should call you to make an appointment before the end of 2020 at 862-6800. I assume you can, if they call, you'll get as many as you can in.
Absolutely. There's 12 business days left. There's year-end planning things that can be done, and also getting things set for 2021 as we, frankly, say sayonara to 2020.
Gosh, I mean, you need to have somebody like Jim because, I mean, I think this, but Fauci says January, the whole thing is going to peak, all right? And all of the uncertainty and the bull spit that's going on in Washington can affect a whole lot of things. So you need to get with somebody like Jim and be flexible, yet have a plan. You fail to plan, you plan to fail, all of that stuff. And we need to be looking at things like that, those of us who are looking ahead to one day going, that's it, I'm done, I don't care anymore. That kind of thing. Jim, with the pandemic, you probably have not gotten to do as many, or maybe you've done the seminars that you do virtual. Have you got 2021 seminars planned? Because I know you've done them in a lot of places.
Yes, we have our classes set for the winter and spring, Phil, and they are available, but at least for now, the plan is a joint session where we do it live for those that want to come in live, and wear masks and we distance and all those things. But then we also simulcast through video conferencing technology. We use the Zoom platform to do that so people can do it however they want. And those classes are live now. The first one is at University of Tennessee Downtown Conference Center. And then, of course, as I say, it's virtual. And at my website, broganfinancial.com, if people click on classes, they can get more information about those classes and how to register. And they are live now.
Okay. All right. Now, when is the next one, real quick? What's the date of it?
The next one is the end of January and the beginning of February. And
okay, very good.
You know, I should have known you would ask me that. January 28th and February 4th is at the University of Tennessee. And then I'm at Pellissippi State Hardin Valley, March the 2nd and 9th.
Very good. Very good. All right. And folks are knowing that it vital information. Brother, if we don't talk to you, have a very Merry Christmas. Remember the reason for the season. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you, Phil. Thanks so much.
You got it, brother. All right. I am Halloran Hill. No, I'm Phil. Coming up, we'll do our Rona Roundup. We'll try to get you caught up with that, such as it is. But I've also got the good news of it. Plus, some really bad Christmas songs. Stay with us.
Phil Williams on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.